Hi, my name is Jonna.
And my name is Claire.
Together we make something called...
Yuck!
But we're not eating Dunkin' Donuts.
We're listening to Dunkin' Donuts.
We're feeling Dunkin' Donuts.
All right. That was Freddie Cannon and Los Straitjackets with their song, the B-side to The Socks Are Rocking. That was Red Sox Nation, a medley of Land of a Thousand Dances by Wilson Pickett, and Dirty Water by the Standells, or popularized by the Standells. We heard them at the top from the Nuggets, classic Nuggets compilation. And then we heard Freddie Cannon. This was from a 7-inch that was released on Record Store Day. My friend Luke Meat helped me find it at Neptune Records, for I am a devoted Red Sox fan, a baseball fan in general, specifically a Red Sox fan, and it's a good time to be a Red Sox fan, let me tell you. They had a great game last night. They showed the Cards what was up, and this may be the last show I have before the end of the baseball season. If the series could go to 7 games, I'm not saying it won't. I could. That would be next Thursday, but the likelihood is getting lower and lower as the Red Sox win each game and destroy the Cards on each opportunity. Mm-hmm. Dirty Water is a song about the Charles River in Boston, and it's played when Boston sports teams win. They play it at the end of the game, so that's why I put it there. Apologies to Canucks fans who have an aversion to that song because of the Boston Bruins, but you have no standing here, hockey fans. This is baseball we're talking about. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. I have a Mac computer, and I tried yesterday to upgrade to OS 10.9 Mavericks, and it totally effed up my computer. And so I had a show kind of worked out with the music there, and it fell apart. And I can't get to it, and I have to wipe my computer and stuff. The reason I tell you this is that this show is going to be a little more loosey-goosey than normal. I've brought up a whole bunch of records. I have a lot of records. I love having records, but the act of bringing them up here can be a real pain. But I went through it today. I have a whole bunch of records, and I decided to kind of pull out some of my, stuff that is maybe a bit more rare, that is on compilations and stuff that would be hard to find, I think. So I'm going to play. It's going to be a very mixed bag today, a little bit of a departure than the usual Dunkin' Donuts. But not to start off. To start off, we're going to play Neo Boys, who I played a couple of times already, and I love this compilation so much. It released by K. Neo Boys were a band, an all-girl band, at the late 70s, early 80s in Portland, and it's awesome stuff. So we're going to hear the song Rich Man's Dreams. We're going to listen to that song, and then we're going to listen to some of their contemporaries from across the pond, A Certain Ratio, and what was the other? Oh, X-Ray Specs. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're going to listen to, and it's all on vinyl. Very exciting. Okay, here are Neo Boys to start us off, Rich Man's Dreams. We'll be right back.
Halloween, CITR is proud to sponsor Sussoween, taking place at Fortune Sound Club, featuring Lil Texas and Bar Lee. Plus, the Chapel Sound crew will be spinning all night alongside the Can I Live DJs. Dressed to impress in your most daring costumes, Fortune Sound Club is going to be transformed into a Halloween acid trip. Acid trip, acid trip, acid trip, acid trip, acid trip, acid trip. Be sure to pick up a limited early bird ticket being sold at Zulu, Beat Street, High Life, and Red Cat Records.
Buy, sell, and trade new and used vinyl records at the Main Street Record Fair. With thousands of vinyl records for sale, you can discover gems and stock up on cheap classics. Join us Saturday, November 9th and Sunday, November 10th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. for vinyl spinning DJs, food truck goodness, prizes, discounts, and great deals on tons of vinyl records. For more information, visit vinylrecordfair.com.
You're so baby. You're so baby.
Shut up! And I know it's just a
All right. That was A Certain Ratio from Manchester. And that was the song Shack Up. Recorded, I guess, I'm not sure of the exact date. I can't find it on here. But it was around the late 70s. And that was on a Soul Jazz Records compilation, In the Beginning There Was Rhythm, which is a really great compilation featuring Throbbing Gristle, 23 Skidoo, Gang of Four, Human League, Cabaret Voltaire, and The Slits. Lots of good stuff. And my friend Highwell, his brother, has found this amazing cover of Shack Up by a Filipino funk band. I played it on the show before, but that song is fun. The funk version of it is even better. Before that, we heard X-Ray Specs from around the same time. That was the song Warrior in Woolworths by the X-Ray Specs from their album Germ-Free Adolescence. And then on the other side of the world, the Neo Boys were tearing things up in Portland, Oregon. That was their song Rich Man's Dream from the brand new compilation Sooner or Later. You should definitely check it out. I meant to mention this at the top. Dunkin's Donuts is now brought to you by the Portside Pub, 7 Alexander in Gastown. You can check out theportsidepub.com for more information, but it looks like a pretty great place. Lots of craft beer on tap and pretty good music being played as well. So check out the Portside Pub on 7 Alexander in Gastown. And thank you for your support, Portside. All right. Dead Ghosts are coming back to town after a very long tour. They're going to be playing on Friday night. It's their tour homecoming, playing with Useless Eaters and Indian Wars at Rainbow Connection, which is on East Hastings, which is apparently a full legit venue now, which is fantastic. So that's Friday at 9 p.m. It'll be a lot of fun. We're going to hear 1,000 joints. Imagine after all their travels, Dead Ghosts are going to come back and smoke 1,000 joints. I don't know. This is from the A-side single series, whatever it is, put out by Kingfisher Blues. And this one, I think, was a couple of months ago. Was this one? The series is still going. It's quite delayed. So I think, it hasn't kept up. It was supposed to be every month, and now it's been going on for a couple of years. But the records, Tim is still producing the records. It's all good. No complaints. Here is Dead Ghosts, 1,000 Joints. Welcome back to town, Dead Ghosts. That was Babysitter. Hey, Babysitter. From a 7-inch, a 4-song 7-inch, I guess it's the 1960-90s 7-inch, that's what I'm going to call it. This is one of the few things that they didn't put up on Bandcamp. That's all I know. When I bought it, they're like, oh yeah, it's only available on vinyl. I was like, whoa, I gotta buy that. Yeah. Sex Pet, there's a different version that appears on tape 5, I believe. So that was the alternate take of Sex Pet. Babysitter from Victoria, also out on a big tour themselves, but I think they're probably back very soon. Because they've been traveling for a long time. Anyways, Babysitter. Love Babysitter. Before that, we heard together the band Hagface from Calgary. That was from their self-titled album, and the song Brat. And they are going to be playing with Death from Detroit and with Tough Age from here. And that is going to be on November 1st, the day after Halloween, next week, at the Rickshaw Theater. That is going to be a great bill. Tough Age are in Halifax right now, as part of Halifax Pop Explosion. They're going to be back. They're going to be rested, ready to entertain you. Hagface sounds great. And Death are incredible. Three brothers and I think one other guy from they were in a hardcore punk band in the 70s and were dormant for a long time, and then they had a Drag City put out the record again, and they're sort of back in it. And I saw them play at at South by Southwest a couple years ago, and it was awesome. And they were in town last November for Fall Down Get Down, and from all accounts at that, they were great too. So definitely check it out. And because there's going to be a Dunkin' Donuts annual Halloween Spooktacular is next Thursday, I won't be able to preview the show. So just putting that out there now. Before that, we heard Needles Pins, the most recent Kingfisher Blues series 7-inch. That was the song Polaroid. And at the top, we heard Dead Ghosts with 1,000 Joints, also on the Kingfisher Blues series. And Dead Ghosts are playing in town Friday night, back from a long tour. Okay. You are listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Now we're going to listen to another rare record. This is a picture disc 7-inch that No Kids put out in 2010. And so we're going to listen to the song Cherry Trees. And background singing is done on this by Rose Melberg, the lovely Rose Melberg. So here we go. Here is Cherry Trees by No Kids.
On the street like the Duracell bunny, with the weekend away from the cavalcade, throwing out candy that looks like money to people people passing by that all seem to be going the other way. Said, won't you follow me down to the Rose Parade? Tripped over a dog in a choke chain collar. People were shouting and pushing and saying, I traded a smoke for a food stamp dollar. Ridiculous marching band started playing. Got me singing along with some half-hearted victory song. Won't you follow me down to the Rose Parade? Oh, won't you follow me down to the Rose Parade? Oh, won't you follow me down to the Rose Parade? The trumpet has obviously been drinking, 'cause he's fucking up even the simplest lines. I'd say it's a sight that's quite worth seeing. It's just that everyone's interest is stronger than mine. Clean the street, I'll be the only ship that's left behind. Won't you follow me down to the Rose Parade? Won't you follow me down to the Rose Parade? Oh, won't you follow me down to the Rose Parade?
Thanks. No.
Timber Concerts presents Cocorosie with special guests on Thursday, October 24th at Venue. Come support this American experimental electronic folk duo on tour to support their latest release, Tales of a Grass Widow. Tickets are available online via Ticketweb or in-store from Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and High Life Records.
Bam!
Peanut butter and jam!
What the f*** are you doing, Phil?
And right now, it's time to...
Peanut butter.
Jam!
Peanut butter.
Jam!
First you dig the peanuts and you dig them. You dig them, then you crush them. You crush them, then you spread them. You spread them. Peanut butter.
Jam!
Peanut butter.
Jam, motherfucker!
If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your hosts Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
Dizzy, taxi that shines so bright. But I
Right, that was from the record by Cranfield and Slade, 12 Sun Songs, a cover of the Kinks song Waterloo Sunset, and that featured Kathy Slade on vocals along with Larissa Loyeva. She also played accordion on that. Very good, Larissa. Way to go. And Johnny Payne, one of my favorite softball players, also a member of the Shilohs, was on guitar, and Brady Cranfield on everything else, a whole bunch of things. A pretty cool project. I guess it was produced in part with the Ore Gallery, and it is a beautiful record. There's no distinguishing features. It's just a solid yellow disc, or is record, and then that's all the cover is, too. It's a pretty cool project. Good for Cranfield and Slade. Before that, we heard Elliot Smith from Yo-Yo A-Go-Go's 1997 Another Live compilation. So these were all songs that were recorded at the Capitol Theater at the Yo-Yo A-Go-Go Festival in 1997. Yo-Yo A-Go-Go was sort of the name for Pat Maley's recording setup. I'm not entirely sure, but for a number of years there was a festival in Olympia called Yo-Yo A-Go-Go, and I managed to go to the last one in 2001, and it was fantastic. So this, in 1997, some of the bands that played were some Velvet Sidewalk, Dead Moon, Slater Kinney, The Feelings, Dub Narcotic Sound System, Mecha Normal, Mira, The Need, Built to Spill, and Elliot Smith. And 10 years ago, Elliot Smith died, so a little tribute to him. I know Rose Melberg mentioned something online about it. It was a very sweet thing, so I thought that would be a nice song to play. And at the top there, we heard Cherry Trees featuring Rose Melberg by No Kids. Very cool and odd picture disc 7-inch that they had, Nick had for merch when he played open for Mount Erie a couple months ago. All right, 10 minutes left. Up next, I'm going to play a song from another kind of odd record that I picked up. This was another record store day purchase. It's called Loving on the Flip Side, and it's all sweet funk and beat heavy ballads from 1969 to 1977. The song I'm going to play is I'll Give You a Ring When I Come, If I Come, by Ed Nelson. Ed Apple Nelson is best known as this, for the small clutch of 45s released as Apple and Three Oranges. It was him with three female musicians out of Los Angeles. And this compilation, not only is it a 2-LP compilation, but it also comes with an 84-page book that kind of gives the history of all these songs and who the artists are. And it's very cool. If this appeals to you at all, I definitely recommend tracking it down. It was one of those purchases where I didn't know anything about any of the musicians, but it looks so promising. I was like, I'm going to take a risk on this one. I'm going to take a flyer on this record. And it's not all my thing, but this song is great, and it's a very cool window into a genre of music I don't know that much about. Beat-heavy ballads, not my specialty, but I'm going to listen to this record. I'm going to read this book. I'm going to find out more about it. This is Edward Apple Nelson. I'll give you a ring when I come, if I come.
Give you a ring, baby, when I come, if I come. Ooh, baby, you know that I love you or not. And I'll give you a ring, lady, when I come, if I come. Ooh, baby, you know I miss you. And you know, baby, just because I'm out on the road. Soul. And you know, baby, my love is so for real. It's just a funny feeling. We got a sex appeal. Oh, no. And you know, baby, and you know, lady, I wanna tell you, baby, I don't need no maybe. And since we got such a strong feeling, such a sex appeal. That's a whole sing a pretty song. And I'll give you a ring, baby, when I come, if I come. And ooh, baby, you know that I love you or no. Sing, y'all.
Number one station, here comes the power version. Uh-oh.
This is going to complete, I feel like George Barrett, awesome. This is going to complete this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks so much for listening to the mixed bag that I produced today. But I thought all the songs were great. It was nice to play a bunch of different types of stuff. Stay tuned for Chips and Dip with Hannah. She's going to rule it, as always. And the rest of the afternoon will be great, too. So keep it locked in here on CITR. Have a good weekend. Next week, the very special Dunkin' Donuts Halloween Spooktacular. And a reminder that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Portside Pub at 7 Alexander Street. Check out theportsidepub.com for more information. Okay, peace out. Bye.
Timber Concerts presents Cocorosi with special guests on Thursday, October 24th at Venue. Come support this American experimental electronic folk duo on tour to support their latest release, Tales of a Grass Widow. Tickets are available online via Ticketweb or in-store from Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and High Life Records.
Dance by now's a meadow, swamp candle flower, the watery fellow, the monarch's
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was just the end of Dunkin's Donuts. In the beginning now of Chips and Dip, I'm your host, Hannah. I'm here every week from 1 to 2. To start the show off today, we have some... I don't know why I keep saying we. I should say I.